Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from AUX Resources. I am chatting with the CEO, Ian Slater. AUX is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUX and on the OTC markets under the symbol AUXRF. Now, Ian, let's follow up on some news that came out just on Monday, March 8th. It outlined some surface results from the Independence and Silver Crown properties. These are also in the Golden Triangle. Now, the last couple interviews, you and I have been talking a lot about the Georgia project and some of the high-grade drill results that you have been releasing from there. The results from Independence and Silver Crown, again, they are grab sample results, but they are showing high-grade gold and silver, really polymetallic metals here. Ian, give us a little background. Bring us up to speed on these two projects, how they are new to the company, and how this is really just some results from the first field season that you had a chance to get under your belt at these projects, please.
Oh, thanks, Corey. Yeah, we acquired both of these projects last summer when we joined the company. Brad Work and I, we've been trying to acquire these projects for some time, and it just worked out that we could acquire them at the same time as taking over management of AUX. It worked out well for everybody, and they're two great projects right in the middle of the Stewart Camp and the Golden Triangle that haven't been drilled for many years and not been drilled much at all. So there was two field seasons that have been done so far, in 2019 by the vendor and this 2020 by us, and some great results at both of them, just surface samples, but with some really good indications across both of these projects and lots of historic adits, you know, tiny old mines across these projects as well. So there's clearly mineralization there. And what we're really excited about is that Silver Crown, we have high-grade gold and silver mineralization at surface over 1,600 meters by 300 meters.
Okay, let's talk about some of these figures that are included in the news release. Figure 2 and Figure 3 I will post below. It outlines where these grab samples were taken, and the bigger dots, those are the higher-grade results. If we start with Figure 2, Independence, seems to me like there are, let's call them, four key target areas here where you are seeing some of the highest grade results all around these stars too. Stars are some of the old adits from past mining. Give us some more insights on the focus of how these samples were collected around some of where the historic mining happened.
Sure. Well, like we were talking about earlier, and like we've done at Scotty or at the Georgia River mine in AUX, is the best place to find a mine, especially in the Stewart Camp, is beside an historic mine. So if you're looking at that figure two below, those red stars are historic mines. And so, of course, that was the first place to start, is stepping out along strike from these historic mines. And it really worked on all of these targets. You have at Independence, you really have three separate targets here. One in the west where the Daly Sullivan and GTE old mines are, and then in the middle where the Independence adits are that run for quite a ways there. And then Red Cliff in the northeast of the concession, which was one of the most famous historic mines in Stewart.
Now, reiterate again, for Silver Crown and Figure 3, there is that big grouping there. You did allude to the overall size, but just reiterate the size that you are seeing potential strike here at Silver Crown.
Sure. So now we've sampled it over 1,600 meters. So this is a great target, and 300 meters wide. And there's outcropping veins here, lots of sphalerite and galena and high grade gold, silver, and zinc throughout this system, and pretty continuous grades throughout it. And the old there's lots of old adits here called MJ and Silver Crown.
So it's crazy to think that we're already almost halfway through March, but that means that the field season is going to be starting up here in the Golden Triangle relatively soon. What's the progress that needs to be made from the company outside of just the time factor to get drills on the ground here? What about permitting? What about further targeting work?
Well, we're in good shape all around. We just did a financing with Eric Sprott on the back of the high-grade results from Georgia River. We submitted the applications for the drill permits in November, so those are well underway, and there's I'm sure we'll have them in plenty of time before the drill season. We're already at the final stages of it. The first thing we're going to do is on the ground. We're going to do some IP work in June, July before we drill, and as soon as that IP work's done, we're going to drill these targets.
Any idea or time frame of when we could get some more color on what a drill program will look like here, especially at Silver Crown Independence, because it would be the first time that you guys as a team, as a company, would put drills on the ground here?
Yeah, and there's not many drill holes here at all, and they're from many decades ago, but we don't yet. We just got these results and only released them on Monday, and the geological team is working through the exact design of the drill programs, so we don't have those numbers yet, but we'll release them in plenty of time before the season starts.
Okay, so then in terms of news flows, we progress through spring and into summer. What can investors expect at not just Silver Crown and Independence here, but also at Georgia Project?
Well, right now, it's all about getting ready for the season. So we're only a couple months away, in reality, from getting up to Stewart and start working for the season. So it'll all be about planning for this season and what how many meters we're going to drill at which target. And it's exciting times for sure.
Now, are there any insights you can give us in terms of some of your neighbors' projects that are close to or even adjoining these land rights that you have on these projects that you're working off of or that investors could use to see maybe the potential here?
Well, we understand that to the west of Silver Crown, both Ascot and Pretium have ground there. And we understand they were drilling pretty close to the not far west of Silver Crown at all, and had with success last summer. So that's pretty exciting if those two companies are drilling right down here as well and having success. I the feeling is in the camp that there's really a big silver district up here that everyone is working towards discovering.
And it sounds like what you guys are going to be following up on too. But again, this is polymetallic that we're seeing. And so far, it sounds like as long as your permits are, they were submitted. So moving forward towards drilling, and undoubtedly it's going to be another busy season in the Golden Triangle, but you guys can get up there, as soon as possible. Plus you have cash in the bank. Just update us on how much cash you have in the bank then, please.
We got $3.5 million, which is about what we spent last summer with our drill program. So we're in pretty good shape to go into this.
Okay. Ian, again, I will post the link to that press release and those figures below. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Ian to address those questions for you, and we'll definitely be following up as we get a little bit more news in terms of targeting and what the drill programs will look like this year. Ian, thanks for your time today. I'll chat with you again in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Corey.